The Hobbit, due in theaters December 14th. We're joined by Anne Hornaday, Washington Post film critic. Anne, welcome. And what about The Hobbit?
Hi, Dick. Yeah, The Hobbit is definitely one of the most highly anticipated movies of the holiday season. This is coming by way of Peter Jackson, who, of course, is famous for his adaptation of Lord of the Rings. So everybody's got their eye on this. And movie geeks like me are really interested in it because apparently he filmed it on this very high-definition 48 frame per second, super high def digital video. So he might even be sort of changing the game aesthetically with this one.
So this is not animation. These are actors.
Nope. This is a bunch of really wonderful actors. We've got people like Hugo Weaving and Ian McKellen and Billy Connolly and Lee Pace. I mean, it's just a terrific cast. And, of course, of a beloved book by so many people. So I think the want-to-see rate on this one is as high as the frame rate.
And I guess if that does well, then we'll see follow-ups to this because the book was a trilogy.
You can be sure of that.
Okay. I didn't know movie makers still made musicals, but Les Miserables coming out on Christmas Day?
Yep, this is another one, and this I am so excited to see because I never knew that Anne Hathaway could sing until she had a moment on the Oscars several years ago when Hugh Jackman was hosting, and it was one of those sort of fake spontaneous moments where he plucked her out of the audience, and it turned out she just has an absolutely delightful singing voice, and so we get to see her finally sing in this adaptation of the hit Broadway musical. I'm usually not a big musical fan, but that's enough for me. I'm really, really excited for this one. And it's already got, I mean, I'm always very skeptical of Oscar buzz just because it's often based on nothing at all in terms of people not seeing it. But this is already being touted as perhaps an Oscar favorite. And Hugh Jackman, of all things, is in it too. So there you go.
And Russell Crowe, too. I wouldn't imagine him being in a musical, but whatever.
That's true, but you know, a few years ago, he started his own rock band. I was in Austin, Texas back in the day when he used to show up sort of unannounced and play gigs with his band. So he might prove us all wrong and show that he's got the pipes.
Zero Dark Thirty, the OBL raid movie from Kathryn Bigelow. It's coming January 11th. Is this the film that received some buzz about perhaps getting an inside advantage on information from the Obama administration?
Yes, it is. And I think we have to kind of put that in perspective. This is also by, as you said, it's Kathryn Bigelow and the screenwriter Mark Boal, who we last saw with the wonderful Iraq war drama, The Hurt Locker, which really swept the Oscars the year it was out. Mark Boal is a former journalist. And from what I can see and from what, you know, they did have a House investigation, a CIA investigation on who got what information, how, and whether it was classified information. And it looks, from all intents and purposes, that he was doing his due diligence as a journalist and getting information the way journalists do. So that it was less an issue of leaks or classified information than just him behaving like a reporter and really trying to get the most accurate rendition of events. Mm-hmm. This was a movie that they'd been working on before Bin Laden was killed in 2011, and they were going to focus on the search. So when that story changed, they literally had to go page one rewrite. He had to throw out that first draft and kind of rewrite a whole brand new movie with a brand new ending.
Bulletin. Anne, thanks so much.
Thank you, Dick.
Anne Hornaday, Washington Post film critic.